Are you here?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Are you here?
I thought you'd be surfing right now.
Yeah.
Certainly not there, but I'm certainly in a place that you all ought to be.
Counting feathers, are you?
What's the problem here?
It's, well, I think I'll take a little time to describe my dilemma here. Please, with the night's over.
Who?
Yes, I just, you know, I'm a water guy. Always have been, you know, swimmer and all that. I've never been in water like this before. It's so much more wonderful than being outside. It's the water temperature is incredibly perfect. The sea turtles are out in mass. And if you've never swam with the sea turtles, they're just so cool. They're just like they were on the that Pixar movie. Dude, come here. They just sort of sit there and look at you, and they'll swim right along next to you, and they munch along, and what are you doing? You're awesome.
So basically, you're sitting at the swim-up bar, right?
Well, you know, we have a little bit different deal here. We have a beach that's, if you've ever heard of Tunnels Reef, we're the next step, or the next beach over, so it's about 75 yards down the beach to Tunnels Reef, and I went jogging for this morning, and I asked my brother-in-law, well, there's this really cool fence made out of bamboo, and who's that? And he goes, well, you mean the one four houses down? I said, yeah, and he goes, oh, that's Pierce Brosnan, and he's going to come over for the luau Wednesday night.
Are you drooling, Mom? I'm on my way. I have to get off the call now so I can throw my ticket.
Well, we had originally purchased this property over here, and it had a couple houses on it. One of them's an up down, and we rented that out to some of the locals. And the other one was pretty pricey, I thought. So it rented for $3,200 a week, and that's the one we're staying at. And then across the street, built another one right on the beach, so it's actually sitting on the sand here, and they say that it's renting very well. In fact, Pierce's parents were the first ones to rent it. Rents for $10,000 a week.
Wow.
But you can see why, because we've got the kids out there on the beach now, and a little cabana there, and really, literally, it's 100 yards from the second best snorkeling in the world, and yet, I think we've been here for 2 days, and we've seen about four families on the beach come and go throughout the whole time we're here. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering why we're not having our P1 call just right there at the group. Just
I
like
know.
On the beach.
It would save all these phone calls.
Yeah.
I think what happened. What happened was we didn't get our volumes up yet.
We are on our way.
So once we get our volumes up, then we can have P1 there.
Yeah, it's a piece of gravy by that time, because the model is too strong not to. And that, you know, it's something you should often review, is what could the lifestyle be like? Did you all know that I'm working now?
That
your wife? That I'm currently working right now.
Yeah.
So I'll have to get over it tonight. So we're 3 hours behind you.
Right.
So there's a guy who just did about a 75-foot jump. There's a really neat little thing. This is a cove back in here, and right off the point of the cove, there's the trade winds, and they blow like a son of a gun, about 150 yards out. And so it's where all the world-class kite surfers come, and they just are they're amazing out here, and they'll jump 65, 70 feet in the air, do flips and stuff. They're just practicing because it's so consistent with windy. But right back where we are, there's no wind at all. It's just really custom designed. It's very nice here. Rather than bedabble about that stuff all day long.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have such terrible working conditions.
Yeah, really, jeez.
You must have deserved it somewhere along the line. You must have worked hard.
Well, I, you know what? It's such an interesting thing, and when you start to read Dare to Dream and Work to Win, you're going to find out that at first you work a whole bunch of time and you don't get paid, and you wonder, geez, you know, this is just an awful lot of work for no pay, and then later on you get paid pretty good for what you do, and, you know, I work, but I get paid. And then after that, when you break into the real sort of the magic of it all, then you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, there's no way they should be paying me this much for doing this. So may you all entertain those three concepts soon.
Yeah, so how do you know we aren't already? I mean, really?
Yeah.
You know, that is good. I think, yeah, you guys are, some of you are actually into that second phase there. So congratulations. Let's check out, see where we are. Let's get serious, get the magic, because every moment that we dither away keeps you farther away from this lifestyle, which is really, really nuts. It is. You can see through this water all the way out, and it's turquoise, blue, and, it's awesome. Okay, Team One, did you come up with a name?
Do we know which one is one and two, by the way?
I think not yet.
Yeah, we did. You emailed us that.
Yeah.
Righto. So yeah. Team One should be.
I got it right here.
Steve and Brad.
Team One is Steve, Becky, Brad. That's Team One.
I think that's what
and Steve T.
Steve T. Yeah.
And Steve T, are you on the phone tonight? Well, you guys are going to hang on in a minute. I'm going to call him up because he said, "Yeah, I'm on." So then I want you guys. We'll get ready with Royal Raspberry for him, okay?
I talked to him tonight, and he's on call now because he lost his job. He's on call at night, so he doesn't know from night to night whether he's working or not.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, did you see what happens when you work a regular job instead of what I'm doing?
It really sucks.
It really does, actually.
Yeah, he said he lost his job. He had to sell his truck, his motorcycle.
Yeah, that was what Zig Ziglar once said when he first got into sales. He said, "I did pretty good. I sold a lot of things. I sold my furniture. I sold my dog." Well, has that team got a name?
You know, I don't think we've actually decided on a name.
Oh, well, you want
go
to
with yours? Go with yours, Becky.
Okay, then we're the Golden Sparklers. Is the other Steve here?
I'm here.
Okay, hi, Steve. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Are you, really?
Oh, you're so convincing, Steve.
Yeah, you're not at all convincing, Steve.
Sorry.
Sure?
The Golden Sparklers. All right, in lieu of a battle in which somebody overthrows that, you are now the Golden Sparklers, and let's find out if you are an efficient team. Which is even more important than the name. So, Steve Crowfoot, complete or incomplete?
I will say incomplete. I'm confused on what homework was last week. As I look at these sheets, I'm going, wait a second, maybe I've been working a week ahead or something here.
Well, maybe it's me that's incomplete. Did you get your five people?
I did get five people.
All right, you. What'd you get?
Complete, man.
Because you shall not be denied from this day forward, right?
Never again.
All right, that's the most amount of awesome. Okay, Becky.
Complete.
I just call shoot.
Complete. Now, Brad, you're on team two, right?
He's on my team.
Brad's on team one.
Yeah, you called shoe like out of place.
Shoe. Sorry, man. That's my fault, Brad. Brad, hit me.
Complete plus.
How many?
Complete plus seven.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
That kind
of rocks,
right?
Boy.
Yeah.
Brad, your phones must have been rusting this week.
Yeah, it's nice not having a job.
Decent. You got the attitude, man. Deb, what'd you get?
Deb?
Yep. incomplete. Okay, give me a star 4 on that so we can get a little more volume on yours. And then, Dean. Dean, did you say? Yeah.
Huh?
Did you get Dean wrong?
Huh? What?
What?
There he is.
All right, then I got Shu. Well, I got Shu. Who else was on the team?
Melanie and Dean.
And we're complete.
Melanie and Dean. Okay.
We're complete.
Sorry.
You got Melanie Debbie and Steve T on team two.
Steve
T
is actually on our team.
Who should be? Yeah, he's on team one. He should be on team one because that gives you four human beings. Because Melanie and Dean are sort of two people.
So Steve's
sort of,
on one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
He is on one.
Oh. We got Debbie, Dean, Melanie, and Shu on team two, and they are completely complete.
Woo!
Wow!
Yeah, did you hear Brad with the whole plus seven thing?
Yeah, 15, plus 15. Now I'm going to add up the score. You see, you get a zero for an incomplete. But you get 5 for a complete, so that makes team 1 with 17 points in the victor for this week.
Yes.
Oh,
I quit.
Okay, guys, it's time to go to work. Team 2, go to work.
All right, team 2, have you got a name?
I never heard that. I didn't know we were supposed to do that, Jer.
What?
That's the first I heard of that.
Are you not paying attention?
I don't know where I was at.
Shoe, I didn't hear it either, so don't feel bad.
Okay,
sorry, Jared.
Oh, wait a minute. I had an idea for Team 2's name.
Okay.
The Silver Shoes.
Silver Shoots.
No, Shoes, S-H-U-S.
Oh, well, Shoe likes that one.
I'm sure that's true. I thought it was kind of cute. Okay,
what's everybody think about that? Is that okay? Hello?
Melanie fell over.
You guys are silver shoes, then. See,
okay.
That's what happens. You don't step up and get grizzly, all right? So
there you
got,
go.
We got...
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Lose.
Got the golden sparklers are unanimous and contaminants and even with. And so then we must find out, Brad, what is the secret to being such a big hairy guy?
Well, I have to... Half of that credit to Shoe because I use Shoe's line. Like I was telling Becky earlier, teachers, we're the biggest thieves, and we steal everything, ideas from everybody because we're not very original. We can't come up with some good ideas, but we can sure use other people's stuff. And so I use Shoe's, and, you know, I just went from the heart and, hey, I really have something that you really need to look at as a friend. I'm asking you just to give me a few, like a half hour to 45 minutes of your time. And, you know, I just think when you come from the heart, how can they deny that, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes? They can't.
They can't.
How did they respond once you started to do what, one of the terminologies we eventually use in P2 is whether they went forward, and that means after listening to that, they said, you know, give me more information. How did you do in your hit ratio on go moving forward?
I moved forward a little bit on some, but not too much, just because I just told them, I said, you know, I just don't have enough time to tell you all about it. You just need to listen to what I got to say, and if I give you 5 or 10 minutes kind of what it's about, you might miss some things. You might base that decision and on that 5 or 10 minutes that we talk. And I said, I really need a full kind of half hour, 45 minutes for us to just kind of go over and decide whether it's for you or not.
And, you know, have you gotten very many of those ABC presentations done?
Yeah, I've done 3.
How are they going?
They went really well. I had a coworker that went to a preview on Thursday, and then today I did 2, I did one-on-one, but then I gave them some extra information. And, in fact, one of them I'm going to plug in on Wednesday, one that I talked to today on rheumatoid arthritis. I'm up on Wednesday night. She wants a three-way with Linda Laughlin, which is a gold consultant that I met at Gold Training. So she's going to talk to her. And so it went really well today. I mean, I was scared to death when I first started with Gina, because I've only done, like, one other one, one-on-one. And Gina has rheumatoid arthritis, but her ex-husband is a physician's assistant, and he was there. And so I was shaking the first little bit. And then I said, I just kind of calmed down and said, you know what, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling the truth from my heart. So he wants to be defiant in that, and I guess he will. But he listened, and he was open and asked questions, so that was cool.
Very good. Who else had a win? Who else had a win for the week? Some worked really well.
This is Shu. I was up here in Airway Heights, and I was in a friend of mine who was a car lot up here, and he had a Culligan water system in there, and he's kind of a penny pincher guy and knows his where to save money. And I says, George, I says, do you have any idea how much money we could save if we put one of our water systems in here? And he turned right around to his secretary and he says, call Culligan, tell him get that thing out of here. But that went good. But what happened is everybody started watching me put this thing in, and I didn't talk to anybody about nothing but about water. And before I was done, I had three pairs of insoles sold, and there was another newer salesman standing there. He never said a word the whole time, but he was listening. 2 days later, he called me on the phone. He says, Shu, I need to know more about this Neekin thing and stuff. And today, so I gave him some information, sent him the website, and had him talk with Jan. And today he told me, I'll give you my credit card on Wednesday. He says he's already contacted a bunch of people back in Arkansas and Florida and stuff. So he's pretty excited right now, and he's on a roll. So
that
just happened today.
Awesome.
Good job.
It was fun.
Dude, how's your confidence lately?
Pardon me?
How's your confidence lately?
You know, there isn't anybody I'm afraid to talk to anymore, Jerry. I just don't have it. I handed out two more CDs to some other people today, and I says, and it's that one that Dave Johnson's given out, that Brilliant Compensation. I'm copying those like crazy.
That is
amazing.
I ordered
50 of those today from Blue Ribbon. They're going to have to put my name and phone number on there. It costs 50 cents per tape to have them do that, and the disc is only $1 a piece. And so I handed two of those out today, and I says, hey, would you guys mind listening to this? I'm going to flood the market with these, and I'm just trying to get some personal opinions since we know each other. Would you mind listening to this? Yeah, sure, we'll listen to that. And I just left them. In a couple of days, I'll go back to them and sign them up.
It's amazing. It doesn't even take that long. I mean, those people, I gave one out earlier this week, and I think I'm going to have a wellness home out of it by the end of the month.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that too cool or what?
I know.
Just
and this was somebody who was like totally, you know, I'm not into all that voodoo crap. Come on.
Yeah,
don't even give me those lines. And, I mean, he wasn't even a quarter of the way through it, and he called me back, and he was like, this is amazing. I mean, these stories are absolutely amazing.
And this was Dave's new brilliant company.
Well, this is how he says he built his business. So, I mean, we're talking the most successful guy, and he can. I figured if he can hand out a tape, I can hand out a tape.
And if he tells us at last week's preview, hand out 100 of them, by God, I'm going to do it.
Exactly. That's where I'm headed. I'm going to go to 1,000 of them.
Not a problem.
Yep.
Which one were you handing out, Becky?
It's the Brilliant Compensation. Remember last week?
A Beautiful Compensation.
Beautiful Compensation.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not brilliant. Okay.
It is brilliant, though.
It is brilliant, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
And if you want to take a listen to it or have somebody at distance take a listen to it, it's on teamspokane.com.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And
that's good to know.
You can download it on your iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people can.
You have the ability to do that.
Oh, if you have an iPod.
I know. It's computers and me. No, you don't know that.
Oh, it's easy. I can do it.
If you can find a teenager, you can download it to your iPod.
I need some help there.
There you go. Find a teenager.
Yeah. I did use what is actually right on front of that CD with somebody, and they were very interested in looking at it.
Oh, the little thing at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said, hey, if I had something that...
Did you share an idea with someone if it might change their whole life?
Yeah, I just said, you know, if I had something that could possibly change your life, would you be willing to look at it?
That's good. That's very good.
So and you guys... he... You know, interested, and he's actually in the process of listening to the CD.
Cool. So you guys are planning to prove Dave right, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We're what? You're planning to prove Dave Johnson right. Yeah, I think we're going to go his route.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only other thing that worked for me was a pistol.
Yeah, but they didn't buy much. They might have got in, but they didn't get involved.
Hard to get him to buy anything.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we're finishing up our book this week and moving on to the next one. And so let's get some people's perspective on that. And that or the piece. Next week we'll be listening to Brilliant Compensation. But you know what I'm going to do since you've already listened to that? Let's listen to Brilliant or Beautiful Compensation and talk about it.
Okay.
You did the same thing I did. That's funny.
Uh-huh. You're brilliant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you want us to listen to Beautiful Compensation?
You know what? It actually says in our workbook, Brilliant Compensation.
Yeah.
No, there is another CD.
There is a CD on that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a different one, though.
Yep. Blue. It's blue in color.
What one are we supposed to listen to, Jerry?
Have you done Brilliant Compensation yet?
What? No.
What?
No, as a group, you haven't listened to Brilliant Compensation, right?
Oh,
no.
No. As a group, no.
Okay, then that's our CD for this week, and we'll start with the first three chapters of Dare to Dream and Work to Win.
Okay. If we were to do six, we would be caught up.
So
that's very true. She's right. You know, if we did chapters 1 through 6, we'd be caught up with what the book says.
Well, that is where we would be with the book. So are you guys feeling buff?
Yeah.
All right,
let's get caught up.
Yeah.
Because then our discussions will be the same as the ones in Texas.
Good.
So Beautiful Compensation, that came in our pack?
No, yeah. Brilliant Compensation.
Brilliant Compensation is the one we're going to listen to. That's the one in your pack. Beautiful right. Compensation is brand new. Dave Johnson just put it together, and it's available through Blue Ribbon or to download.
Okay, that's the one he sent in the mail.
Could be if you got one in the mail.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Okay, so the next thing is in order here. Who's got some points that really popped out at him from the book?
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a good... Yeah.
Now, we have some people who are in our listening gallery who have not been following along with the book, so point out some of the things that really made sense to you from Wizard of Oz.
Okay, they basically says you always have the power. They talked about the Scarecrow believed he didn't have a brain, but he masterminded Dorothy's rescue. The Tin Man believed he didn't have a heart, but he repeatedly tried to contain his emotions, and when it mattered the most, the lion, who was still searching for his courage, was absolutely fearless. Truth is, you've always had the power. You just have to find it, and your people, your downline, they have the power to make you anything you want to be. You just have to help them find their power.
Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, it just fits the whole scenario. To be here in this kind of a place and be here and realize that we own a part of this, it's just so far beyond my wildest comprehension from my life when I was trained in all those 15 years of postgraduate work. Never anything that would have remotely led to a belief system that this kind of thing could happen. But my wife's side of the family is the type of people who get it. And they get it so completely, it's crazy. Her only remaining uncle has just couple years ago sold his company called Otis Spunkmeyer Cookies to Pillsbury or somebody for about $1.6
billion. Wow.
And her brother does times $7 million debt in real estate and looks like he's not working, and most of the time he goes on surf trips to Costa Rica and Fiji and owns these places over in Hawaii. And see, I often sat back and wondered, do they have more time? Are they different than anybody else? And it's really nothing more than they had discovered how to use leverage. In this case, they were leveraging money. In our case, we can leverage people, time, and money, which is even more powerful. Wolfgang once alluded, he is the first guy to go, or he's the fastest guy from zero to $100,000 a month in Niken. And he mentioned that as an investor, he knew that in order to make the money that he was making in his second year in Niken, in order to be able to draw the money that Niken was paying him, he would have had to make $72 million, or have $72 million in the bank. So his monthly paychecks would have been at 7% on $72 million. And he said, and the interesting part of it was he invested in a career and demo pack, which at that time was $1,500 to make him senior. And he said, in 2 years to go from $1,500 to the equivalent of $76 million in the bank, where else can the average person find that possibility?
Wow.
And it is astounding that it is only just turning 180 degrees and walking in the other direction. It is whatever you find what everybody else is doing in the world and do exactly the opposite. So, guys, what else might have jumped out of from the book at you? Everything.
Just like, you know, just that there's so much information. You know, it's like I'm thinking about Gold Training, where he said, there's a smorgasbord of information here. You take what you need and take it. And there was just so much there. You know, I just kept reading it. You know, it was hard to... There was just so much information. I just read it again. And I already gave it to my sister to read because she's in my downline. And I want her... You know, I want her to start feeling some confidence. And she's a reader. So the more that she can read, I think, the better. So I already gave that to her, so...
And you all believe in the same thing Dave Johnson said last week, that this all simply starts from a decision. And if a person truly decides to go forward and not turn aside and not to stop and not to turn back, but truly decides to go forward, that everything is in place for them to learn to do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it costs less than a semester of college to get the whole deal up to senior and on beyond. And yet the education that all of you have been getting, do you feel that it's been worth, in many cases, more than your entire college education?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're already getting paid in this.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, my sister, she's like, well, you know, I just don't know. She's motivated now because she wants to go on a trip. And I said, Julia, I said, even if it takes you a year to get started, I said, what you need to be doing right now is reading and listening to CDs and educating yourself. I said, otherwise you're just going to, I mean, there's just so much knowledge out there. You need to go Humans Be More Gold Training. And like you said, it's so much, it's the value of that is more than you get in 4 years in college.
Because if you can get your college degree and you get a good job, it can be over in an instant. With what you learn from this, even if it's over in an instant, you can go and rebuild it.
Yeah.
So it's much more valuable. And therein lies something that oftentimes is not sold, is what you become. And then really what you become is what it's all about. How about our CD for the week? Anybody got any... Aha's or revelations from that?
What CD was it again? I've listened to a ton.
Believing in Yourself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of have something to say. When he was talking about even, like, you know, using an example like Trish Swinkler, you know, when she first started, she was, you know, a whiner, a complainer. You know, she was basically saying, oh, you know, I'm never going to make gold. You know, she made that comment to Dave, and Dave basically said, you know, what you will become is determined, you know, by the books that you read, the CDs you listen to, and the people you associate with, which is what we've said before. And I, you know, I really believe that, you know, that really is true. I mean, you know, the people that you hang around with is who you become. The books and the CDs you listen to will make a huge difference in your, you know, it's basically you're in school, you're educating yourself. And I think that was an awesome part of this. Melanie wants to say.
I also thought at the very end where he says, who says quitters don't win, and, you know, it's just choosing which thing to quit. So quit whining and quit complaining and quit making excuses, and then you'll win.
Yeah. I like that.
I thought that
Isn't he, Dennis is so good. I love him.
Amen.
Well, the bulk of the rest of our conversation tonight is going to be very important because it talks about one of my favorite subjects, and that's the cost of going silver. And when silver, there's a big push right on you, Ken, where you silver with fewer points than anyone's ever gone for before. Did you get an email from where Dennis Williams talks about the fact that if you go silver this month, you can literally donate 60% of all the volume you need to go silver?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And yet, what it should do is inspire us to get out and go gold, because if that becomes so simple for somebody to maybe get that concept, let's get it. But
absolutely.
There is a long-term picture of silver, and I want to explain to you what's called, from my coaching experience, called post-Olympic letdown. And has anyone heard that term?
No.
No. Yes, I have.
Okay, Brad, what is the refer
to? What?
What does that refer to, post-Olympic letdown?
Well, if I remember right, it's all of that training and all of that work that you put in for so long, and then you get to that moment, to the grand stage that you've been working at for so long, and you compete, and then afterwards it's like you go back, you don't have that, you know, the next Olympics is 4 years away, so you don't have that huge you don't have that goal like right in front of you, so afterwards it's just kind of you know, what do I do, you know, what I've worked my whole life for this, now what do I do?
And that's even more salient point when it's the last Olympics. Even if you won 9 gold medals at that Olympics, what do you do the next day? Because learning and focus, which has been 99% of your life for most of your young life, all of a sudden there is no more. And to make it compounded with the Olympic, can you all see that if you were an Olympic gold medalist, it would be about as high as you've ever achieved in your life in anything?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it would be very difficult to define something else that would be anywhere near as remotely important in the eyes of the person who worked that hard to get there. So in order to be a great coach, you want to prepare people for post-Olympic letdown. Actually, a couple of years in advance of the actual event. You want them to be incredibly mentally powerful and strong and be able to do what they have to do to win the thing, but to have a very clear set of life goals, the set of life priorities that go on to the next week, the next month, and look forward to what you're going to be, do or have. So when we get to the reason I bring that up is when we get to the level of silver, it can get played up so strongly in the minds of the new distributor because their sponsor continues to really poke that away and say, you know, this is really what it's all about if they go silver. That if we're not careful, people will imagine that is their goal and they achieve it. Once they achieve it, then, hey, what do I do from here? They do get the post-Olympic letdown. So what we want to do today is to really describe what, oh, yeah, silver's okay. It's a great place to be. Let's all get there, and that's the focus we're doing. But the bigger picture is, can you all see being where I am today and out of this week, yeah, there you go, and out of this week, you know, I have one set of one-hour phone calls to maintain my salary for the month. Can you see how on cruise control that's worth the effort?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It comes not from being silver. What do we get paid for?
Performance.
Helping others become silver.
On volume, right?
Yeah, we get paid for volume directly. And so helping other people become silver gives us two advantages. One of them is that, three advantages. One is that it creates motivated people who are empowered, who can stand on their own two feet and go out and continue to turn when we turn our attentions to another new group. So that when you plant two or three groups, they begin to start to grow. You work and you establish and you help them to get very powerful on their own. And when you move to something else, you've got this platform that's much higher than you started. You build three more and the platform's even higher. You build three more and the platform's even higher, and it maintains and runs itself. You all see that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we do want to continue to sort of leapfrog. Well, the big deal is there's a difference, very big difference, between the level silver and a high volume silver.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, if I say pushed silver, what does that mean?
If you say what?
Pushed silver.
Just get to silver?
It means somebody underneath you went silver.
Somebody got pushed to silver.
Oh, got pushed to silver. Yeah, somebody underneath you did a lot of work and he helped you get there.
Can you see how somebody who got pushed to silver may not have the strength, stamina, and knowledge and all of the things that are required to continue to do the leadership that is required to go high ranks? They may
definitely.
Yeah, pushed silver. So when you talk to people, and when your new troops talk to people and they see someone at the level of silver, it's important to give them the respect that is due in that title. But to be aware of what those silvers might be saying in how they went to silver, because it may have been something that provided them the ability to launch to that level, but has no stability or volume off in the future.
You want an example of that?
Yeah.
That would be me. I mean, my parents, my dad was so excited about NeKid, he just talked to everybody. And everybody signed up that he talked to. I mean, he only talked to 16 people, and all 16 people signed up. And then I signed up my brother and sister, and I became silver. They pushed me to silver. And I mean, my $40 and $50 checks was not something that I was going to retire on. So I was silver, but I wasn't making any money. There was no volume underneath me.
Great, yeah. So you can see that there are ways to really pull the volume, make a powerful group, empower people, and get yourself home, and there is ways to be at a rank and make nothing.
Yeah. That's me.
You see how that's a possibility?
Huh?
Can you see how that's a possibility that somebody would be at a rank with nothing?
Yeah, well, very easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
The truth is, my downline right now talks to so many people that they could get people signed up, and I wouldn't necessarily have to do anything, and I would be a certain rank all of a sudden, but I wouldn't have the momentum. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's exactly why you're taking this course, and why
And the truth is, I would have the momentum. But if I was somebody who was just sitting here doing nothing and letting my downline do everything, then I wouldn't necessarily have what I needed.
Your point is well taken, because you can create the momentum to get the silver, but sustaining momentum to get others to silver is an entirely different process.
Yeah, yeah.
Becoming silver factory and knowing so well what you did that you can reproduce it anywhere at any time that you choose to.
Yes. You're supposed to involve yourself with the people who are in the place where you want to be, like Dave Johnson, and learn everything you can from them, and then not just learn it for yourself, but learn it for everybody who's in your downline and in your future downline, so that you can recreate it.
Okay? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So now what we want to do is we want to say, let's look at the strategies that will get you to silver the way you want to be to silver. And I would say, first off, once you get to silver, and I will ask Melanie, what are some of the advantages to being silver?
Well, that's where you start making money. You know, that's where you start getting a bonus check on your downline, and that's just a starting point for getting to the other levels.
And how do you get to other levels beyond silver?
By helping your downline get to silver.
Because really where Dave Johnson is a royal ambassador, he's just silver with a bunch of silvers in the right places.
Right.
So silver becomes a critical building block of building the leadership groups above you. It is where we can maximize our pay. For those of you who are listening on the listening gallery, you get 25% commission. You get a 20% rebate on anything you personally purchase or order under your number. Since it's ordered under your number, if you're making a retail sale, you can take the 25%, that is the normal retail markup, add to it the 20% rebate, so you can make up to 45% on a sale of something. When you sell an $8,000 wellness home, you get more back in a month than most people make in their average monthly salary. So that's one reason. Another one is if you were to sign up a person who goes senior and you're a brand new direct distributor, you'll make nothing. If you sign up a person, well, this is before this new bonus that they got. And with the new bonus, you'd make $150. But when you're looking at the override category, a person who's a direct distributor signs up a senior, they will make nothing. A person who's a senior distributor signs up a senior, they'll make $75. A person who's an executive signs up a new senior, they'll make $150 or 10%. A person who's a bronze makes $225, and a person who's a silver makes $300 on the same work. That's what you want to do, is get to a point where you maximize your pay on brand new people. And then what Melanie was just bringing up is you also get an additional 6% override on leaders at silver and above in your group. So you really get into some really big leadership bonuses. So lots of reasons to go silver. And so let's see if, Shu, what's the most common way to go, or the preferred way to go silver? What are the requirements?
Three seniors and 20,000, well, 15,000 this month. We'll get you there.
And go to Human Being More training.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
Which is, for all of you who are in this game, Human Being More training is starting in
July 21st.
July 21st. If you don't get your people signed up before the 21st, which is like 3 days from now, we have to have a certain number of people to pull it off. So make sure that you or those people are signed up early. Then we go to work and try to get as many at your downline as you can, because it's a tremendous way to get a team started, is to have them all going together to that.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Great launch. So then the secondary way to go silver is when somebody has just maybe they're making a hard run at it and they might fall short of a few dollars. They can carry the money over to the next month, and you can make it anywhere between 2 and 4 months, compiling the volumes, and you have to have 25,000 points in the 20,000, but you have to have 8 seniors in your organization. And, Debbie, do you know how they have to stack up?
They all have to be first line, don't they?
Only 4 of them do.
Oh, okay.
Well, 4 have to be first line, but the other 4 can occur any way they occur in your organization. They could be first line. They could be all stacked one on top of each other. So there's some really interesting strategies that begin to occur as we start to develop those silver runs. Now, there's a couple of key strategies to going silver. Does anybody, let's say, hasn't had a chance to talk here lately. Steve, what's the recommended number of meetings during a month that someone should have in order to go silver?
Number of meetings?
Yeah, I mean, how many
ABCs?
Presentations? Yeah.
You're going to have 20 to 25.
The actual, that's pretty close. The actual recommended by most of the higher-ups is that you have 30 presentations in a month to go see it silver.
Dean got it.
So, Dean, with 30 presentations, do them all yourself, or how do you like to have it broken down?
What was that?
Would it be more efficient to have all 30 presentations done by you, or would it be more powerful to have those done in a different way? What would you choose?
I think it'd be more powerful in a different way because, you know, like wellness previews and stuff, you know, make up part of that.
And one thing that we don't often think is in three dimensions, but it's much more powerful to think in three dimensions. In other words, if you were to sponsor 3 who sponsored 3, how many generations of those would you need to cover 30 people? So, Steve, if you sponsored people, each of them sponsored 3, and those people sponsored 3, how many generations would you need to get to have 30 people in your organization?
Three levels.
Still with us?
Yeah, he said 3 levels, Jerry.
Oh, 3 levels. Okay, I didn't hear it. And then if you had 3 levels, how many total people would there be if everybody got their 3?
30.
So you'd have 27 on the level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you'd
27.
9 on the second level,
and
plus 3 on the first.
Right.
39? I can't even count.
39 people in your organization. How many did you personally do?
3.
Which is easier to do, 3 or 30?
3.
And yet we don't think in the, not necessarily doing a good job of teaching in network marketing how to use this geometric progression and explosive growth, and we have to take care to always leave the option open that some of those can be done by somebody else. The faster you do it and the more you empower those people to believe they can do it, then the more quickly you will get to the point where you're independently free and everybody's able to do. Does anybody on this call know someone who would find it difficult to spend 4 hours a day chasing people just because of their schedule?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know people.
So if your model is, or the way you show them how it works, if you're doing 4-hour presentations, those people will look, you know, this could be the coolest thing of all time, but there's absolutely to do this. On the other hand, if you just were able to transfer a simple concept into their head that says, look, if you do this and get on auto ship, with, and we'll together find us plus a couple of
you know, in generations you'll be totally free. If we really teach that, and when they say, well, I don't know that it works, and it's because they keep popping back to the thing where they think they have to do it all.
Yeah.
And so we want to come up with 30 presentations somehow. Now, there's a second concept that I'd like, a couple of other concepts I'd like to throw out. One of them is, what is, if you're the leader of groups of people trying to go silver, what's the big thing after silver?
Platinum.
Gold training.
On the chart, it says gold. But there's another threshold that you can cross that will be much more exciting. Now, gold training is important, but you can now
think gold it training would be diamond.
Before you go to silver. So you want to jump to the level of diamond? That's awesome.
So.
You keep your eye on the prize and that sort of thing. But it can be a long drought between silver and diamond, and people could get depressed. What is allowed between silver and gold that makes
platinum?
That's past gold. We're going to throw some other things in after that. So between silver and gold.
Between them, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know what you're...
It's called the performance bonus.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. That's right. The one that Gina and Rick Moran have done so well.
Yeah, Rick and Gina Moran bonuses in their first year as a silver. And in one of their checks, it was $9,982. It was the only one under five figures.
Jeez.
As a silver. Okay. Going through the performance bonus might be a happy place to go on your way to gold.
Yeah.
And so you want to know how to do the performance bonus.
Yeah.
You want to know how to keep your checks high. You want to know how to keep your people in momentum, and you want to know how to keep those working with leaders and people who are ready to go as opposed to trying to force people that don't want to go. Wouldn't you say those are all things you want to do?
Yeah.
So we need to create that environment where you're doing all those things. In order to create that environment, you have to come with numbers. And in order for us to do 30 presentations in a month, we know that you have to do three times that many that'll say they'll listen to the presentation, and about three times that many that you contact, that you talk to, that won't, some of them you won't even ask to take a look, but you got to contact them. So you're going to be about 21 or 210 people.
Yeah.
Now that just seems obnoxiously long, but how many of you have, since we got started, learned the ability to talk to people and learn something about them, even if you have the intent to be can up? Have you learned how to do that?
Yeah.
Have you learned how to listen for needs and ask questions that will cause people to state their needs?
Yes.
How many times a day can you do that?
About once every 5 minutes. Every person new that crosses your path, right?
Yeah. And so 210 of them. Can you see how it would be totally feasible to do 10 in a day?
But then, yeah. Jerry, I go back to what you were just saying a little bit ago, but that's a lot of work for you. And I was just thinking what you were saying is using your downline and helping them grow. And like Patty and Mac were saying, you know, they really didn't have, they moved up from Australia to Seattle, they didn't have a warm market. What they did is they had like one or two friends and people that were smiley and they seemed friendly, so they got into their warm market and found them. And they saw.
Now you're using leverage and you're using strategy
to
go beyond silver in your mind, because it's more important to look at people and say, how can we get you to silver? Try to run them. If they will not run, if they won't do the, they won't bring you names, they won't do the trick, they won't do the thing.
Right.
You turn around and pick up somebody new. You just keep rolling them and putting them in, and they either run or it's not a values judgment. They either or they don't.
Right.
We get numbers up. We get people to roll through. you're going to want, here's my goal for you, is a high volume silver. Remember we had push silver, that's not where I want people to be.
Right.
I want people to be at a high volume silver. A high volume silver is when simply refuses to read the compensation plan correctly. Mm-hmm. I want them to have glasses. Because what's it take to get silver? What's the volume in one?
20,000.
20,000.
It's another thing that happens after you go to silver that you're going to want to repeat buying for the month. And when you qualify for the month, it means you get paid on the work of all the silvers and above below you. Anybody know how much you have to do in a month to qualify for a month?
2,000.
Qualify to get 2,000. So it's only one-tenth of the total that it took you to get to that rank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Here's where I want all to get screwed up and read the compensation plan incorrectly. Do 20,000 as your minimum for the month.
Okay.
Okay.
It's because you're now becoming pregnant and trying to break off these silvers, and if you keep the volumes high, you're going to go between 20 and 40 a month, which is going to do what to your check?
Maybe large, and you'll probably even be into the performance bonus.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're going to start doing. You're going to see that your volumes stay consistently high. There's somebody who's going to pop. You got 30 to 60 people that you're working with online. You're going to have volumes of 20,000 plus. You roll up to about 40, you'll get somebody who peels off and goes silver. They're no longer counted in your volume.
Right.
You drop that 20,000 off that month, go back down to 20 and build that 40. It is also the way you have to do it to qualify for the house program.
Oh,
the house program,
the important
you have
stuff.
To be very strong in your first level.
Mm-hmm.
Paid four times, or you get four times as much credit and points to the house program from your personal group than you do from your silver breakaway.
Okay, say that again.
You get four times as much credit toward your house points for personal group bonds. Those are the people who haven't broken away yet and gone
yeah.
silver. Four times as much for your people who are under the level of silver than you do for your people who are silver and above.
Huh.
So when you get your momentum running, you can keep those extreme high volumes over to get performance bonus. And the performance bonus, if you pop, let's...
That's your first line, right?
That's the people who have the first line people, the level bonds are below.
Okay.
And so you get to add up all of those leaders at the level of bronze and below. So if you start breaking a lot of them into silver, you got to keep replacing them with below while you're working for the performance bonuses, gold, while you're working for the car, and while you're working for the house. You want to keep that heat hot. Once you
right.
get up to platinum with that volume silver, you really should look to make $1,000 a month as a silver without bonuses before you go gold.
Okay.
And ideally, that would mean you're going to go $10,000 a month as a gold before you ever go platinum, and that will put you on track for getting into the house program.
Okay.
And that doesn't include the bonuses. So you learn that those are kind of interesting strategies. We really look at more likely to hit them than if you just random throw darts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've come to the end for today, but how many of you think we should probably discuss these again so we can kind of get a good feel
yeah.
for it?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Because it's really probably one of the most critical pieces is understanding how this silver is built, why it's built the way it is, what you're going to do with high volume, and then start looking for high volume silvers. In the long run, to break the post-Olympic letdown, you're going to want to orient yourself so you're developing lots of high volume silvers. The high volume silvers will get you free and get you where I'm sitting right now. You'll have a lot of low volume silvers that will sit there, and they will help the process, and they'll be like the big rocks. But the big rocks won't really get you going, play with, and monkey with anymore. Those are your high volume silvers.
Okay.
imagine I don't have to Rick and Gina Moran right now. They yeah. kind of do that work for themselves. Jan Davis is a high volume silver, and Dick and Nancy Walker are high volume silvers and always had been. And now some of them now are platinum, but that's the way they got that way. So that's platinum, two golds, or two platinums and a gold.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Well, now we can present.
Cool. Yeah. I like presents.
Well, anybody have any last-minute comments? You got the homework for next week, I really highly recommend from personal experience that y'all get over here.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
We're on our way. I mean, right now, we're on the plane. It's just like
it's
a conference call on the plane.
There you go. It's one thing to see these priestesses on the beach that'll go away and never come back. But it's another thing to be over here and to know that if I wanted to, I could just call up and say to somebody in the neighborhood, sell all that stuff, we're moving over here.
Okay, fine.
And we're not coming back.
Okay.
And I want all to be in a position to find the place you want to be in this life and go after it with all the fervor you can muster. You guys
Thank
are an inspiration,
we'll
and
there.
I appreciate you. Have fun.
Have fun in Hawaii.
Jerry, have fun.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye.